want to think about that for a while? So you know, you want more followers. The more followers you get, the more powerful the platform. So Del Abbo is a great example of selling. But my favorite example of selling is Kogi Barbecue. Right, so Kogi Barbecue with its mere, 60,000 followers. Oh, now they have 89,000 followers. With their 89,000 followers, they're tweeting out that they're going to be in Little Tokyo with Rosita at this time and this address. How cool is that? Right? I mean, could Kogi Barbecue buy an ad in the local paper? Could they buy an ad in the, radio? I'm sorry?
LA Weekly.
LA Weekly? Yeah, I mean, how would you do that? How would you get, all they want is 50 people to buy tacos at this corner at this time, right? How else could you do that but with Twitter? This is a beautiful, beautiful thing. So Kogi Barbecue, I think, is an outstanding example of selling Korean barbecue tacos using social media. Lovely example. So, the next thing I learned is that, you know, search for something like photography, let's say you're a camera store, wow, you find a lot of people are talking about photography at any given moment, which would lead to you to believe that, wow, this is a great lead generation system. Except if you're a photography store in Costa Mesa, wow, it doesn't really help you if someone in Croatia is talking about photography, right? And then somebody opened my eyes to the fact that you can put in distances and stuff. So now, this is everybody searching or using the word photography within 25 miles of 96819, which is my zip code in Honolulu, when I live in Honolulu. So, you know, you do all this stuff in the advanced search where you put in a word here, and then you put in the distance from this place. So now if you're a camera store, and you want to know who's talking about photography within 25 miles of Costa Mesa, it gets a lot more interesting. I mean, these people are telling you, yes, we're discussing photography and we live close to you. Wow, how useful is that? Then I discovered that there's an integration between Twitter and Google so that you can search for something like when someone in their profile puts the word photographer. You can search all the profiles on Twitter for the word photographer. These people have said they are a photographer. How cool is that for prospecting? And then there's another Google integration where they use the word photographer in bio. That's even better. These people in their bio profile have said that. So let's say you were looking for a PR person you wanted to recruit, right?
Of course.
So PR people?
Public relations.
Did I do something wrong?
Public relations.
PR people.
So, let's say you're trying to
find PR people.
Let's say you're trying to find someone who is a PHP programmer. So you would type PHP. And all these people have declared to the world that they are PHP programmers or they're into PHP. Very good way to find people. If you're a headhunter, wow. You know, type in PHP, type in public relations, type in PR, type in social media, type in Java, type in whatever you want, and you'll find people who have said that they're in that business, you know, using that keyword. So that's the integration between Google. By the way, I'll make this list of links available so that you can see, you can retrace my steps there. So, about a year into Twitter, I figured out that Twitter is basically a link economy. That the way to be successful with Twitter and the way to get more followers is to curate and find great stuff before most people find it or if they ever find it. And so the question becomes, how do you constantly find great stuff? Now, if you are a celebrity, I grant you, you may not need to do this. Right? So if you are Shaquille O'Neal and you tweet, I'm thinking of retiring, that's good enough. You know what I'm saying? Or if you're LeBron James and you say, I miss Cleveland. Okay, well, I understand that. If you're Lance Armstrong and you say, I hate French food. That's interesting. But you know, most people, that doesn't really cut it. And so for most people, I think, including your clients, You need to tell them if they want to be successful on Twitter, if they want to get more followers, they have to be seen as a content expert. So let's hypothetically say that your client is a restaurant. And so they say, you know, we want to use social media. We heard about this Twitter thing. We want to be social media. So how do we do that? And so, of course, one logical thing is you say, all right, you know, ladies' night special, 25% off on our, you know, daiquiris, or, you know, the Friday night special, all enchiladas for you, whatever you do, right? So you do promotions, but people are not going to follow you simply for promotion, although Kobe Barbecue might argue against that. But you really want to be seen as, if you're a restaurant, as a foodie, as an expert in Mexican food, because people will follow you not just for your promotions, but also to learn about Mexican cuisine, to learn about food in general. So you want foodies following you. So then, how do you find good food links? How do you find good links for any topic so you're seen as an expert? And I'll show you three sources that I use to do this. First is StumbleUpon. And so, you know, StumbleUpon is this community of millions of people who rate sites and define them and categorize them. So you can piggyback on their efforts and put in the StumbleUpon, I'm going to go to the bar here. And I have told StumbleUpon that I am interested in this case, these are the kinds of sites that I'm interested in. Graphic design, science, travel, entrepreneurship, interior design, and psychology. So now when I click on the button to stumble, it's going to stumble upon something in those categories. What this is. Well, I know, this is the thing where they, I don't want to watch. You've got to be careful when you click on some of these things. Let's just see. BuzzFeed. 40 things that will make you feel low. Okay. So,
move on.
I'll actually show you how I would tweet. So, I stumble upon this and I say to myself, oh, this is kind of an interesting topic. Like, lots of people would be interested in this. And so why don't I tweet this to my people, my followers? So I click on a JavaScript button called Post to OM. I use a product called Objective Marketer to do this kind. And what this is doing is it takes the name of the story and it includes the URL. Right? So I clicked on a button, you grab the headline, grab the link. And now, I'm going to edit this a little bit, take this part out, because I don't think that adds to the meat. I think this is a fairly interesting thing. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to send it through @GuyFellowSoft. I'll send it through both my accounts. No, but then, I can't. I got to do just this. So @GuyFellowSoft, I want it to repeat 3 times every 7 hours. I click on publish, and now it's being scheduled. So in 21 hours, I will tweet that 3 times. Now, you might be asking, why would I do that? I have the assumption that Twitter is like CNN, and nobody TiVo's CNN, that I know of anyway. So, you know, CNN, if you ever have nothing to do, watch CNN for like 2 hours, and you'll see the stories are repeated over and over and over. And it's not just updates to the story, it's literally the very same story. And they assume that nobody's parked at CNN, and no one's TiVoing CNN. It's not like you TiVo CNN all day, and then you get home at 6 o'clock, and you say, oh, why did CNN run at 8 a.m.? Let's just go back, right? It just doesn't happen that way. If you listen to NPR, you'll see that Fresh Air is on several times a day, the same story. So I figure those people must know what they're doing. And so I repeat my tweets because I want people who are in different time zones, who have different kinds of schedules, to see my tweets. And I can tell you with total certainty that every time I tweet, I get roughly 700 clicks. And so Objective Marketer has this ability to show me that you tweeted at 6 p.m., you tweeted at, you know, 8 hours later, 8 hours later, 8 hours later, 8 hours later. Each one gets 700. If I ever found out that the first one got 800, second one got 200, third one got 50, fourth one got 5, I would say, no need to repeat.